Government has assured the Muslim community of its continued support to enable every one of them to fulfill the fifth pillar of Islam, which is the Hajj. Vice President Kwesi Misaatha, who inspected facilities at the Hajj village near the Kutukan International Airport in Accra, advised the would-be pilgrims to comport themselves. Seth Iya reports.
Vice President Misaatha visited the clinic, customs, immigration, the new generator plant site, and the tent erected to accommodate both men and women 24 hours before their departure. The chairman of the National Hajj Committee, Abdul Rauf Tanko Ibrahim, briefed the vice president on efforts to make this year's Hajj better than that of last year.
Last year, we airlifted 5,480, and this year we are expected to airlift 5,490. We have made preparation, we have made deposits for accommodation to accommodate that number, and we have made a contingency arrangement to accommodate extra 300. Last year we had some hitches, and we don't want to experience that hitch anymore. And we have also made arrangement with NAS Air to airlift the total number of 5,428 to the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. Now, as part of the preparation, we have acquired over 4,500 visas. We are left with about 800 visas to get, and we are prepared to execute the agenda so that with your support, we will have the best that we want.
Vice President Misaatha, on behalf of the government, expressed gratitude to both private and state institutions that have worked together for a hitch-free Hajj.
The government is working to ensure that everybody realizes this dream, this responsibility that they have as a Muslim. The president wanted me to come and see for myself the work that has been done and to bid the pilgrims a safe journey and a good time in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. Last year, the chairman of the Hajj board tells me there were a few hitches. This year, he hopes there will be no hitch, and that I'm wishing you a safe journey, and I'm wishing you a successful Hajj. On behalf of the government and the people of Ghana, I say that Asoka Lafiao.
The National Chief Imam, Sheikh Osman Nuhu Sharbutu, and members of the Council of Zongo Chiefs were also at the Hajj village to bid farewell to the first batch of 455 pilgrims expected to leave Accra today. Seth Iya, reporting for Radio Ghana.